This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to raise a concern in a team meeting without disrupting synergy. The exact words that protect team flow while your concern gets heard. In short, this article contains 6 scripts for raising a concern in a team meeting, covering situations from disagreeing with a decision to flagging an unspoken risk to a group that is moving too fast, disagreeing with a team direction without shutting down collaboration, flagging a risk when the group has momentum, challenging a peer's idea without making it personal. Definition: a team meeting concern is a worry, objection, or risk that one member needs to surface for the group without triggering defensiveness or fracturing the collective momentum that makes team synergy possible. Raising it well requires neutral framing, clear intention, and prepared language. There is a moment every professional knows. The room is moving fast, a decision is forming, and you can see something that others have not yet seen. You have about 30 seconds before the train leaves the station, and everything depends on what comes out of your mouth next. The scripts in this article exist for that moment. They work because they separate the concern from the criticism, the issue from the individual. That single principle, which I cover in depth in Say It Right Every Time, is what allows you to speak up without the group hearing an attack. Find the script that matches your situation. Read the context. Practice it out loud at least twice before using it. If you are also working on how to start a difficult conversation that's blocking your team synergy, the framing principles in both articles reinforce each other. How to use these scripts. Before you use any of these scripts, follow these steps. Number 1. Find the situation that matches yours. Number 2. Read the full script and the context note before speaking or writing. Number 3. Adapt the words to your natural voice. Keep the structure. Change the tone. Number 4. Practice out loud at least twice. Scripts read differently than they sound. The most common mistake people make with word-for-word scripts is reading them verbatim without adjusting for the relationship or the room. A script built for a formal board setting will land wrong with a close-knit team you've worked alongside for 3 years. Keep the bones. Change the clothing. Script 1. Disagreeing with a team decision mid-meeting. Situation: the group is converging on a decision you believe is flawed or incomplete. You need to redirect the conversation without dismissing the work already done or positioning yourself as the obstacle. Why this works: it opens with acknowledgement, which tells the group you've been listening. Then it names the concern as a risk to the shared goal, not a personal objection. In Say It Right Every Time, Chapter 6, I describe this as separating the person from the problem. When the group hears their goal protected, not challenged, they stay curious instead of defensive. Standard version: I want to make sure I'm not missing something before we move on. I can see the logic here, and I'm on board with the goal. My concern is name the specific issue, and I think it could affect name the outcome the team cares about. Can we take 2 minutes to look at that before we lock this in? Formal version: before we finalize this direction, I want to flag a concern I have about specific issue. I support the overall objective, and I want to make sure we address specific risks so we can move forward with confidence. Would it be appropriate to take a few minutes on that now, after you use it? A good response is curiosity. The group leans in. Someone asks a question. The concern gets examined. A difficult response is defensiveness or dismissal. If that happens, say, I hear you. Let me write it up and share it after the meeting so it is on record. Do not force it in the room if the temperature rises. Eamon's note: the 2 minutes you spend naming a concern clearly can save the team 2 months of untangling the consequences of a decision made too fast. Script 2. Flagging a risk when the group has momentum. Situation: the team has energy and enthusiasm around an idea. You see a risk no one has named. The danger here is sounding like you're raining on the parade. Use this script when you need to protect the group from a blind spot without deflating the room. Why this works: it leads with the positive energy of the group, which signals you are with them. Then it introduces the concern as a question rather than a statement of fact, which keeps the conversation collaborative. This mirrors the journalist mindset I outline in Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time. Stay curious, stay open, and let the facts do the work. Standard version: I love where this is going, and I want to make sure we're set up to succeed. Before we move forward, I want to ask, have we thought about what happens if specific risk scenario? I'm not trying to slow us down. I just want us to have a plan for that. Formal version: the direction here is strong, and I want to ensure we protect it. I would like to raise one risk I do not think we have addressed yet. Specific risk. If we can account for that before we finalise the plan, I think we will be in a much stronger position after you use it. The room should pause, engage with the risk, and either address it or agree to assign it. If the group brushes it aside, you have still done your job. Follow up in writing after the meeting so the concern is documented. Understanding why avoiding difficult conversations is the hidden enemy of team synergy will help you hold firm when the temptation to go quiet is strong. Eamon's note. The team that can hear a risk without losing its momentum is the most resilient kind of team you will ever work in. Script 3. Challenging a peer's idea without making it personal. Situation. A colleague has proposed something in the meeting that you believe is wrong, incomplete, or problematic. They are respected in the group. You need to challenge the idea without challenging the person. Why this works? It uses the SBY structure I describe and say it right every time. Situation, behavior, impact. But in this case, it is adapted for ideas rather than conduct. You name the idea specifically, describe what concerns you about it, and explain the impact on the team's shared objective. This keeps the conversation professional and prevents a kind of personal friction that quietly erodes team synergy over time. Standard version. Name. I think there's a lot of value in what you're proposing. I want to push back on one part of it, though. Specific element. My concern is that it could lead to specific impact on the team or project. I'm wondering if there's a way to get the benefit you're describing while addressing that issue. Formal version. I appreciate the thinking behind this proposal. I would like to raise a concern about specific element, specifically its potential impact and outcome. I'm interested in finding an approach that achieves the same objective while mitigating the risk. Could we explore that together after you use it? A healthy response from your colleague is engagement with the concern, even if they disagree. A difficult response is defensiveness or a pivot to personalities. If that happens, bring the conversation back to the goal. Let's both agree we want the best outcome here. What would it take to address this concern? For more on giving feedback that does not fracture the group, see how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it. Eamon's note. Challenging an idea is one of the most respectful things you can do for a colleague. It means you took them seriously enough to think carefully about what they said. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at eamonblickthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Script 4. Raising an interpersonal issue that is affecting the whole team. Situation. A pattern of behaviour in the team, such as one person dominating discussions, dismissing contributions, or breaking agreements, is damaging the group's ability to work together. You need to name it in the room without singling anyone out in a way that shuts the meeting down. Why this works? It frames the issue as a team dynamic rather than an individual fault. This is a core concept in the deal method from Chapter 6 of Say It Right Every Time, to find the issue in neutral terms before exploring perspectives. When people hear a shared problem named rather than a personal accusation, they are far more likely to engage constructively. Standard version. I want to raise something I think is affecting how we work together. I've noticed that in our meetings, describe the pattern, not the person. For example, some voices tend to get cut off before they finish a point. I don't think anyone is doing this deliberately, but I think it's worth us agreeing on how we want to handle it. Formal version. I would like to raise something that I believe is affecting our collective effectiveness. I have observed describe the pattern neutrally. I'm raising this because I believe addressing it will strengthen how we operate as a group. I would like to suggest we establish a brief agreement about specific behaviour going forward. Casual version. Can I flag something that I think is getting in our way a bit? I've noticed describe the pattern. I reckon we'd all work better together if we talked about it. What does everyone think after you use it? A good response is recognition from others who have noticed the same pattern. A difficult response is silence or denial. If the room goes quiet, you might add, I'm not trying to call anyone out. I just think naming it is the first step to fixing it. Laying this groundwork connects directly to how to deliver a neutral problem statement that stops team conflict before it destroys synergy. Eamon's note. The patterns that quietly grind a team down are almost always the ones no one has been willing to name out loud. Script 5. Raising a concern about a decision that has already been made. Situation: a decision was made, perhaps in a previous meeting or by leadership, and you believe it was the wrong one. The team is now in implementation mode. You need to surface your concern without appearing obstructive or undermining the team's commitment to moving forward. Why this works: it acknowledges the decision and the team's work first, which signals respect. Then it opens a narrow, specific door. Not this was wrong, but here is what I think we need to watch for. This preserves psychological safety in the group while ensuring your concern is part of the conversation. In conflict resolution terms, this is the difference between reopening a wound and treating it properly. Standard version: I want to support where we're going with this. I also want to be honest that I have a concern I haven't raised yet. Name the concern. I'm not asking us to undo the decision. I'm asking that we build in a way to monitor specific risk as we go. Is that something we can agree on? Formal version: I'm committed to making this work, and I want to be transparent about a concern I have. Specifically, I'm worried about name the concern as we move into implementation. I am not proposing we revisit the decision itself. I would like to suggest we establish a checkpoint around specific issue to ensure we can respond quickly if needed. After you use it, the group should be able to absorb this without derailment, because you have clearly stated you are not reversing course. A good outcome is agreement on a monitoring mechanism. If the concern is dismissed, document it privately. If it becomes relevant later, you will have the record. For related language on raising concerns constructively, the principles in how to use a statement in team conversations to prevent synergy breaking blame cycles apply directly here. Eamon's note: there is a difference between loyalty to the team and silence about a risk. You can hold both, commit to the direction, and name what you see. Script 6: de-escalating a tense exchange before it damages the meeting. Situation: two team members, or you and someone else, have moved into a tense back and forth that is pulling the rest of the group into discomfort. The meeting's collective focus is slipping. You need to interrupt the spiral and reset the room. Why this works: it names what is happening without assigning blame. The phrase "this conversation is becoming unproductive" is a neutral description, not an accusation. Giving the group a brief pause and a concrete path forward restores a sense of structure and safety. This directly applies the de-escalation principle I cover in Chapter 6 of Say It Right. Every time when emotions escalate, structure is the only thing that can bring people back. Standard version: I think we need to pause for a second. This conversation is getting heated, and I don't think either of us is being heard right now. Can we take 5 minutes and come back to it with fresh eyes? I want us to get to a real answer, not just win the argument. Formal version: I would like to suggest we take a brief pause. I think the conversation has become unproductive, and I do not believe we are hearing each other clearly. I propose we take 5 minutes and return to this with a goal of finding a resolution rather than continuing the current exchange. After you use it, most rooms will accept the pause with relief. Someone else may even thank you for it. A difficult response is one party refusing to stop. In that case, address them directly and calmly. I hear that you feel strongly about this. So do I. That is exactly why I think 5 minutes will help us both. Understanding how to use the deal method to resolve conflicts that are fracturing team synergy will give you a structured path once the pause is over. If an apology becomes necessary after a meeting goes wrong, how to apologize to a team member in a way that actually restores synergy has the language for the two. Eamon's note: the person who caused the pause is not the one who lost the argument. They're the one who cared enough about the team to stop the damage before it took root. Adapting these scripts for your situation. Every script in this article is a starting point, not a final word. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else. Adjust for relationship length. A script written for a formal register may feel stiff if you've worked alongside someone for years. Warm it up. Use their name. Add a brief acknowledgement of your history together. The structure stays the same. The warmth increases. Match the register to the stakes. A low stakes concern in a weekly team check-in does not need formal language. A concern raised in a board level meeting does. Read the room before you read the script. Remove any phrase that does not sound like you. If a sentence feels awkward in your mouth, the room will hear that. Replace it with the plainest version of the same idea. Plain and honest beats polished and false every time. Shorten for the room. In a high energy meeting with little space for long speeches, cut your script to its essential 2 or 3 sentences. The concern will land harder if it is brief and clear. The goal is for these words to sound like a better, more prepared version of you, not like someone else.
Common mistakes when raising concerns in team meetings. Most scripts fail not because the words are wrong, but because the person using them forgets that a script is a starting point, not a shield. Reading verbatim without looking up.
Eye contact is half the message.
If you are staring at notes while delivering a concern, the group reads it as uncertainty.
Know your first two sentences well enough to deliver them looking at the people who need to hear them.
Burying the concern after too much preamble. When you spend 3 minutes building up to your point, the group becomes anxious before you have even said anything. State the concern clearly within the first two sentences.
Everything else is context. Raising a concern as a question you already know the answer to.
Rhetorical questions in a meeting register as passive aggression.
If you have a view, state it.
Then invite the group to respond.
Honesty is more respectful than theatre.
Failing to separate the concern from the person. The moment your language implies personal criticism rather than a shared problem, the meeting stops being collaborative and becomes adversarial.
Keep the focus on the decision, the risk, or the pattern. Never on the individual's character or intent.
Not following up after the meeting.
If your concern was noted, but not resolved, document it and send a brief summary to the relevant people after the session.
A concern raised and then left in the room is often a concern forgotten. A script is a tool. Use it like one with skill, not rigidity.
Frequently asked questions.
What is a team meeting concern and how do you raise it?
A team meeting concern is any issue, risk, or disagreement you need to surface in front of your group without triggering defensiveness or conflict. You raise it effectively by framing it as a shared problem rather than a personal criticism, using neutral language and a clear structure before speaking.
How do you raise a concern in a team meeting without disrupting synergy? You raise a concern without disrupting team synergy by preparing your words in advance, leading with your intention, framing the issue neutrally, and inviting the group into the solution.
Scripts that follow the deal framework from Say It Right Every Time are especially effective for this.
What should you say when you disagree in a team meeting?
Start by acknowledging the group's direction, then name your concern specifically and briefly. Follow with an open question that invites the team to consider the issue rather than defend against it.
Phrases like "I want to flag a potential risk" or "I have a different read on this" keep the tone collaborative. How do you challenge a decision in a meeting without seeming negative?
Frame your challenge as a question about risk or impact rather than a rejection of the idea.
Say what you support first, then surface the concern.
This signals that you are engaged with the goal, not opposed to the person, which protects the collective momentum of the meeting.
When is the right time to raise a concern in a team meeting?
Raise a concern as early in the meeting as it becomes relevant.
Waiting until a decision is nearly final makes it harder for the group to adjust course and can feel like obstruction.
If the concern is sensitive, a brief private word before the meeting can prepare the ground.
How do I raise a concern without putting someone on the spot in a meeting?
Direct your concern at the situation or the decision, not the individual.
Use I statements, describe observable facts, and avoid language that implies blame.
If one person is connected to the issue, a private conversation before or after the meeting often serves team synergy better than a public challenge.
Thank you for listening.
If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.